Greetings again, pilgrims. Traveling through the Holy Land together, following that bright star in the night that will take us to Bethlehem and take us to a manger in a stable where God will be born to us in human form. This is Saturday. Saturday, December 12th, 2020. And today's devotion from John Pavlovitz is called, Do What You Can. Do What You Can. The story comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 3 through 9. I think you'll recognize this story. Here's how it goes in the Gospel of Mark. While Jesus was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor, you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. John Pavlovitz writes, "No matter how content or grateful or well-adjusted we are, most of us suffer from some level of comparison sickness. Though we'd say otherwise if anyone asks us, we spend an inordinate amount of time placing our lives up against other people's and wondering why we don't measure up. We look at our houses and our waistlines and our hairlines and our marriages, our careers, and our children, never as they are, but always in relation to everyone around us. And since we know well the devils of our own details, it's tempting to idealize other people's unknowns until we feel perpetually less than, never quite measuring up, always in deficit. The arrival of Christmas seems to bring with it an even greater pressure to keep such an unreasonable pace. This story from Mark's Gospel tells us the pressure is imagined. Jesus encounters a woman who is low in stature and in state, and he does not look down on her, though the crowd does. In the presence of those who would condemn her as wasteful, he comes to her defense with the simple declaration, "She did what she could. She did what she could." It reminds us of the sufficiency of our labors. Much like the exasperated woman barging in and breaking a bottle of perfume, we too are doing a beautiful thing in the space of our daily lives. Our desperate and messy efforts are not in vain, even when they feel as such. Something right now in your life may seem in disarray. Could be your marriage, your career, your relationship with your middle school child, could be your very faith and belief. Today, rest. Rest, surrounded by the broken shards of your best efforts. And trust. Trust that it's a beautiful thing. Amen. Our benediction for today. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David and Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd and Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.